last week, we talked about the beginning of wisdom, that you can't know wisdom without knowing God. You can't know the path to life without knowing God. It all begins and is foundational with our understanding of who God is. Knowledge begins understanding He is God, we are not. And we are redeemed by Him, not through our actions, but by what Christ does. And that when we're reading a proverb, it's like a Jolly Rancher. You gotta savor it. You can't just bite into it. You'll break your teeth. So these are simple things, but they take meditation. We don't want to break our teeth on these guys. So we're going to dive into it. We're going to take it verse by verse, meditate upon it, see what it means, and we're going to see great and wonderful things. Jesus wants to beautify your life this morning. Reading through the Proverbs is like sitting down for a one-on-one with Jesus and having him be your counselor. You know, prophets in the Old Testament, Jeremiah 18:18 says this, prophets proclaim the word of God. Priests proclaim the law of God. The sages pronounce the counsel of God. Jesus is the wonderful counselor, as Isaiah 11 says. 1 Corinthians 1:30 says that Christ in him is wisdom. He is going to speak to us today as we open his word. Let's read it together. Hear, verse 8, hear my son, your father's instruction, and forsake not your mother's teaching. For they are a graceful garland for your head and pendants for your neck. My son, if sinners entice you, do not consent. If they say, come with us, let us lie in wait for blood. Let us ambush the innocent without reason. Like Sheol, let us swallow them alive and whole, like those who go down to the pit. We shall find all precious goods. We shall fill our houses with plunder. Throw in your lot among us. We will all have one purse. My son, do not walk in the way with them. Hold back your foot from their paths, for their feet run to evil. They make haste to shed blood. For in vain is a net spread in the sight of a bird. But these men lie in wait for their own blood. They set an ambush for their own lives. Such are the ways of everyone who is greedy for unjust gain. It takes away the life of its possessors. The grass withers and the flowers fade, but the word of our God stands forever. May he add his blessing to it this morning and write these eternal truths on our hearts. Amen. So, Carla Stafford once told Meredith actually, that you never plant flowers in Oklahoma before tax day. Friends, it's tax day. Go to planting. We've had some crazy cold weather, which would kill our flowers. There's wisdom in that. Why does Carla know that? Because she's been in Oklahoma for quite some time. She has experienced it. She has wisdom to offer, and she gave that to us when we moved here. My friend Michael Buckmaster is a roofer. We're all Googlers. We all get online, and we Google things and want to do things ourselves, but he says, hey, do not get online and DIY your roof. That's a bad idea. That's wisdom right there. You can't get this anywhere else, only at Trinity Presbyterian Church. Wisdom. So Proverbs make profound people. They make wise people. They make beautiful people. There should be a clip on here. Is it on? Oh, yeah, look at that.